Wonderful. Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
It's wonderful to be in the midst of friends. I'm going to pray for this stand because I notice this. Yeah. Okay. It will. So good afternoon, everyone. It's great to see you all. Just look scanning through the crowd. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Errol Victoria. My wife, my lovely wife in the back, Marie Beth, Beth for short. We'll be taking this upcoming, is it 5 or 6 part series?
Five.
So I don't even know it myself. It's a good start. But really appreciate all you being here because you could have been anywhere else, but you've chose to come here, and I believe that's not an accident. We're going to share with you in this series of meetings things on health that you probably would have know already, but go a bit deeper. And we're going to see that through health, it's not just what goes in. It's not just the thing that we put on our plate. It's also mental and also spiritual. My wife and I, we're actually medical missionaries. Who here has heard of that term, medical missionaries? Right, so missionaries, so those good people go overseas and they help the poor people. But the key word there is medical because this is in terms of using lifestyle agents to educate the people, because most poor countries, you know, they can't afford healthcare. Most countries, they have to pay for medications and stuff, not realizing what's around them are the very things to help them get better. And not just the things, but on the outside, but also on the inside. Apologies, for some reason I switched this off. So I have to load it. Brilliant. So I'm aware that you guys have just had a very good meal, and you might be doing the head nodding thing. So I'm going to try and keep this as entertaining as possible. I'm not used to having the stage like this. I actually feel quite naked. I'm used to having something covering me. I prefer to be down there, to be honest. That's right. Amen. 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 So I'm going to probably hide behind here. Anyway, where's my... Let's put this on. So today's topic is just a general outline of where we're going to go. During this health series, we're going to find out there are laws to health laws. We won't touch on them specifically today. Today we're going to look at how toxic are you? How toxic am I? It's interesting, when you do a Google search and type in toxic, you see this first page, toxic masculinity and things like that. You have to really go, what is the definition of toxic? So we're not talking about that, we're talking about something else. I'll start off with a short story. There's a man in his mid-20s, and he broke every health law that there was. So he didn't sleep at night, so his lights were on in the nighttime. He wasn't producing the right melatonin. You know, nighttime is where our body reproduces cells. It's where our body heals, the immune system boosts. So he wasn't sleeping at night. He was smoking. He was drinking. Smoking like a chimney. He was drinking like there was no tomorrow. He also ate a lot of fatty and highly processed foods. He thought that if he has a bit of lettuce in his burger, that would be his daily recommended allowance. You know, the DRA, or a bit of tomato, in the burger, or the other things.
Gherkins.
The favorite, the gherkins. Oh, that's my favorite, anyway. So he was doing it, he didn't realize he was eating a lot of very nutrient deficient foods, processed and very oily. But not just that, he was overloading on it. So he didn't just have the once a week. He was going, waking up in the morning and having it morning, afternoon, and evening. But he had different, he would have pizza, chips and doner kebab in the afternoon, and then in the evening he would have a KFC or something like that. And his only idea of health was lifting as heavy weights as you can, as much as you can. So he would eat all the junk, and he thought, yeah, I'm going to be like Arnold Schwarzenegger or Sylvester Stallone, for those of you who know those people who are very muscular action stars. This person is this guy here. I don't know if you recognize him. This was about 2014. Yeah. There's the clue. Yes, but this was this is actually myself. This is me. In 2014, that's my first son. That's actually me when I was getting better. This was myself when I was losing weight. I was even bigger than that, if you can imagine. I had an 18-inch neck because I was lifting a lot of heavy weights, so I was getting stretch marks everywhere. But also, I was a very aggressive person, so I was highly stressed. I was the guy who you would drive next to in London, and if you tried to go before me, I would put my foot down and, you know, try and cut you up. And if it did get to head-to-head, I wouldn't like to say what I would do. I grew up in Tottenham, in North London, and my lifestyle was pretty much a gang lifestyle. I was part of a gang. And it was just aggression in my life. Anything, it was me against the world, basically. So I didn't stop for nobody. But the body, regardless of how I felt, said enough is enough. There was a time in my life where I had a very stressful moment. I was married first, before Beth, and there was a third person who got involved, so as you can imagine, very stressful situation. Because of my lifestyle up to that point, I was creating an environment within me for my body to say, enough's enough. The stress triggered it, and I developed, all of a sudden, an autoimmune disease. I developed chronic psoriasis, and it's called arthropathy, right? So where my hands would swell up like boxing gloves. I've probably shared this with some of you before. And they were so swollen, they looked like boxing gloves. My feet, the soles of my feet became like balloons. I couldn't really step on it, so I had to go on my knees. This was my body. Actually, that's when it was getting better. It literally covered everywhere, from the front to the back. And that's when psoriasis is a reproduction of white blood cells, of white cells. So if you know when you cut yourself, your body has to regenerate cells to heal. If I'd cut myself, my body would heal, but then it would keep on going. So my body didn't know it was in constant emergency mode. It thought, I need to start healing. So I was getting everywhere. And so it was on my face. I won't put pictures of my face. I look like a lizard. I was laughing, actually, times where I look in the mirror and I did say, oh, what do you look like today? But when it got really dry, it looked like cornflakes. It's very terrible. That's the only way I could describe it, just to get a bit graphic, to keep you awake. Actually, I got my brother to do the outline, but it grew, so I outgrew the outline. I was prescribed steroids, very strong steroids, and which helped temporarily. So this is what happened with the steroids. If you noticed the picture before, it's not on the outside. But what happened was it would spread more outward. You can't really see it that well. and it will get wider and wider and surround me. The worst ones were on the sides, on the obliques, because when you move, and if you haven't moisturized, it will crack. So in the mornings, just before I go to bed, I would take a two-hour bath to let all the scales moisturize, and then I would take them off. So when I have a temporary relief for the night, and then the next day, it would all come back again. It was that quick. When I wake up in the morning, as soon as I couldn't move around, because I knew that if I moved around, there would be a crack in my body. So when I get up, it was like 1,000 paper cuts on my back. So I'd have to get up and turn, and it was just like, oh, I can't really describe the pain. So I had this for under a year. I couldn't really walk. I was on kind of crutches. Thank God for my mother. She said, leave your flat, come home, I'll take care of you. I was hiding this kind of for my family. It's a bit of shame, you know, you got married and then Mrs. leaves for another person and you're just there in your lonesome, smoking, drinking, still not realizing those were the very things, the stress that was killing me, that was really affecting me. That's my head. I don't know if you can see it. It's the side of my head. That was the side of my head. And again, these are the good pictures, because it really, if you can imagine, very dry, very flaky. Who here has heard the story of Job? And it says that around him was like ashes. It was literally, if I was in one place, I'd be scratching and it was literally like, I was ashamed sometimes in my mum's place, because she would sweep it up and you literally get mounds of my skin. I'll try and clear it before she gets there, but because I've been everywhere, she'd be doing this. So eventually the doctors gave me an anti-cancer drug called methotrexate. So this stopped the production of my white blood cells, which was temporary, but the problem with that is my immune system is now not working. So I started to get every infection, all different types of infection, chest infection, groin infection. I didn't know you could get an infection there. Anyway, all these different strange infections in the ears, and it was a very torrid time. And I'd already given up my lot. I said, okay, this is just my lot. Until my mum took me in, and she, by the grace of God, she showed me a better way. She said, put that stuff to the side. My mum was a trained nurse in Philippines, but she studied on health, natural health. So she put me on a raw food diet temporarily. And there was other protocols to that, which did help. But eventually, it was a back and forth thing, because I didn't realize that what I was doing to my body, all these toxins filling my body, even the mind, even the anger and the hatred, was actually making things going against the good stuff that I was doing. I thought if I drink this disgusting juice, then, you know, that would nullify all this other stuff I'm doing. But that wasn't so. And it was, I mean, eventually, you know, I learned how to make it taste a bit nicer. So to cut a long story short, this is my back today. I don't know if you can see it, by the grace of God. And we're going to talk about how I got back to this stage, how there is hope for hopelessness. Because the doctor said to me, you got this for life. And in essence, I do have it for life, in terms of if I stray off that narrow path, you're going to activate those things that did it in the first place. And my body is very sensitive. I'm very I thank God for that in a sense, because it keeps me, and I get more used to having to go through that strict way of lifestyle. So there is a good outcome from this. And because of, I was blessed with very poor health because it got me to educate myself and get to learn on how to heal myself and what to do and to learn from other very experienced people. We went away for several weeks to do training, to do what we do now. And I'm taking a course in nutrition. So all these things are building up because I got sick in the first place. So it's a blessing in disguise. But now because of this, we're able to show you this and say, this is what happens when this and this and this and this happens. So we're not going to really tell you what to do. We're just going to show you information, give you information, show you some facts of what things that we could be doing would lead to. Beth won't be speaking today, but over the course of the series, Beth would be speaking next time as well. Sorry, apologies to those who are looking forward to. I was looking forward to speak, actually. Anyway, so I was very toxic. How toxic are you? This is what nutritionists call the toxemia tree. If you see at the roots there, it says toxemic cesspool, cause of most ailments. So this is where everything begins. So with myself, the roots would have been smoking, drinking, highly processed foods, anger, a lot of mental problems. And what we see here from the roots up, you see it's numbered 1 to 8. So we will see the first branch is headaches, migraines, and it goes on so forth. And then you've got the second stage, first stage, fourth. I won't say the beauty, but the thing about this is that this shows that every person here, every person in the world is a very unique individual, because there are people who are doing exactly what I did, but they're not getting psoriasis. They're probably getting diabetes. They're probably getting something unique to them, another autoimmune disease. Or they might be just do a little thing in the roots and it might lead to something else. But there's always a root cause, right? There's going to be a root cause for all of this. You know, that age-old thing where we've been told as a kid, don't go out, it's raining. You know, you catch a cold. That's the roots. So I went out, then I got a cold because in the roots, when the rain comes down, actually toxins come up. We found out that out also, not us, but people found out in Philippines how that works. So, so this is the toxemia tree. So we're going to look at what weakens the immune system. But before we look at that, we're going to look at what the immune system is. I'll just read it off here. The immune system is a host defense system comprising many biological structures and processes with an organism that protects against disease. To function properly, an immune system must detect a wide variety of agents known as pathogens, from viruses to parasites, worms, and distinguish them from the organism's own healthy tissue. So my body was unable to distinguish what was healthy, what was non-healthy. You know, we have cancer cells producing every day. And the immune system is there to keep those cancers at bay. If we only knew how the war that is going on all the time. And when we do certain things in our lifestyle which either aid the cancer cells or the disease which is coming up the ranks, because disease doesn't just come upon you, there's a process. It will go through certain stages. You'd see if any of you studied science or biology, you know this. So the organs and processes of the body that provide resistance to infections and toxins. So what weakens this immune system? And the analogy we're going to use is the fat cat. Listen to this, Mark. So, anyone here got cats? Big cats? No offense, okay? So, it's just called the fat cat. And we're going to use this acronym. So the first F is fatty and highly processed foods. So there's the lettuce there. That's what I thought was me being healthy. I thought I'll get my good dose of protein, my fiber from the bread. The chips was another source of good protein, you know, and good fibers. But this is highly processed. So anything highly processed, that can even include some vegetarian foods. Because what it is, our bodies are what you call monotrophic, meaning that they only digest one thing at a time. So when you put something in your mouth, from your glands, it's already, your glands are, it's like a computer system, your body. So really wonderfully made, our bodies. So as soon as you start putting something in your mouth, you start to chew, and your glands are telling your brain what type of juices, enzymes to produce. So by the time it gets down to the system, to the stomach, through the intestines, it's starting to break down really well. The body is wonderfully designed. So it starts from the mouth. So it starts as soon as you start chewing broccoli or whatever it may be, the body's saying, okay, I need to produce this amount of enzymes to digest this type of food. So when you get now fatty and highly processed food, the body's like trying to break it and work out, what is this? This is not a natural thing, right? This is not, chips aren't a natural type of food. But it does break it down, but it just has to work that much harder. That's why the digestive system basically starts to work extra hard. And when the digestive system starts to work extra hard, what happens to the immune system? It starts to say, okay, you don't need me yet, because all the cells are rushing to the digestive system to work on that food. So the immune system says, okay, I'll be quiet for a while. While it's still working, fatty and highly processed food, it's pretty much self-explanatory, that one. Anxiety and stress. And I can't stress this one enough, because you can be doing, you know, how many times have you heard the story of the person who's been, you know, they've been living, eating healthy, they've been a vegetarian, and they just keeled over and died. They've been doing exercise and all sorts without realizing that the stress, and sometimes stress doesn't need to be external, they could be internal. I've heard stories where people are very healthy, so to speak, but because of the stress in the mind, because what stress does, right, it sends hormones down to your adrenal glands. An adrenal gland, cortisol, you really don't need to know this, but basically it suppresses the immune system. The stress will, so when you're having an argument, when you're, your immune system is pausing, or it's going a bit lower. But stress is good, you know, because we need to, because stress, you know, you need to exercise. That's stressing the muscles. You need to read, you need to study. Stressing the brain, but momentary. You know, this is not constant. Constant stress and anxiety weakens the immune system. Toxicity, so unhealthy exposure to toxic chemicals. This one is self-explanatory. One thing I found out is we had to change a lot of things in the house. For me personally, I was very... I didn't realize why I was having certain things, reactions. It was because of a lot of these toxic chemicals. So from the bleach you use to the fumes you inhale, all these things are foreign agents to the body. So the body is just almost becoming confused and trying to work it out. So at this period, the immune system is being suppressed. Plus the poisons, the toxic chemicals, are killing quite a number of cells at the same time. Caffeine. This is where I lose friends. So basically, that stuff there. Caffeine is actually a cousin of cocaine. It's probably one of the most addictive substances on the planet. Caffeine is probably one of the biggest contributors to high blood pressure. When people come to us and say, I've got a high blood pressure, I've got really high blood pressure, first thing I ask, how much caffeine do you drink? Do you drink caffeine? And that doesn't just include coffee, it includes soft drinks, so Coke, Pepsi, and all those things. Your tea, yeah. I didn't want to say that, but tea. Put the shield up. So, I'm the messenger, remember that. I'm just the messenger. So, this suppresses the immune system. And during the course of this series, we're going to go a bit more in detail. So, they say knowledge is power. Because sometimes you might say, oh, so-and-so said. It's better to see for yourself why. So you can't say, so-and-so said this, that's why I'm not doing it. You want to know, so the kids say, oh, I'm not eating something because daddy said so. They're saying, I'm not eating this or that because it's not good for me. Because they know it's not good. Alcohol. Another, put my shield up one. And this is with long-term alcohol use, abnormal liver cells are formed. So this, obviously, we know about alcohol. It leads to cirrhosis of the liver. And the alcohol use actually causes probably is one of the 10 leading causes of death on the planet, because it's not just your liver, it's not just, it affects different organs, but also car crashes. Also, someone driving and crashing into somebody else. It's amazing how you still get drunk bus drivers out there in different countries, so they're taking out a whole host of people. So alcohol, this suppresses the immune system. And last but not least, tobacco. tobacco. So this smoking actually costs. This is a conservative estimation. It costs the NHS £5 billion to pay for, and that's going up for some reason. So what other negative effects can the fat cat have? So all of this, what other effects can it have? Okay. Aging factors, causes of stroke, osteoporosis. These are just a few other things that this can lead to. I had the first and the third because I got a bit of both of those. There's things that can happen close to home. And when you trace it back, when you trace cause to effect, you might find some of these things part of. So what can we do? Change. So common sense changes in your lifestyle can add years, perhaps decades to your life. What's more, your quality of life can vastly improve. And the good thing is you can plan right now. Whether you're doing it now, at least you can start planning in the mind how to enjoy a filling, plan right now to enjoy filling the years ahead with a balanced, high-quality life. We haven't talked about lack of exercise, a sedentary lifestyle. So we've looked at the fat cat, what suppresses the immune system, and the immune system is in our bodies, right? There's different systems in our bodies. So now we're going to go to the body and to see how we're going to address this quite specifically. So we're going to look at how to understand a few laws, then trace the cause to effect. So first, what is the human body made up of? Water, that's a good answer. Organs, yeah, good answer. Pardon? Blood, yeah, oh, yeah. Minerals? Stars? Oh, okay. All right, before we... we nearly got their blood. The body is made up of cells. Cells, yes. Yes, cells. So have you ever heard of going to a cellular level? Let's go to the cellular level, meaning right down to the beginning. Oh, I didn't... So the body is made up of cells. Who knows, I don't know if I should ask it, how many cells the body has?
3,000,000
How much? How many cells the body's made up? Higher.
5 million.
5 million, a bit more. Billion. Probably a bit more than a billion. Yeah. Who said a trillion? Yes. Yeah. Trillion, a bit more. Okay. It's 37.2 trillion cells in the body. So our body is made up of that amount of cells. The reason they called it cells is because there was an Englishman named Robert Hooke.
Oh, Bob.
Yes, Bob. So in the year 1665, when they started to find, he was using the microscope, what we call that today, and he got a bit of cork. He shaved some cork and he put it under the microscope, and he looked at it and he saw these box-like shapes, and it reminded him of the monks where they used to live, and they were called cells. So he named these tiny, tiny things cells. So anyone guess how many times if your cells were to stretch quite far, how far do you think it would go? To the moon and back, that's a good one. I don't know if that would... How far do you think your cells can stretch around the Earth? Let's put it that way.
Twice round.
Okay. So when... For a human being. Let's put it that, for a human being. So when it's stretched from end to end, it would circle the Earth 19 times. Oh, it doesn't say it there. So it would circle the Earth 19 times. Your cells in your body, if you were going to go to a cellular level, it would stretch around the Earth 19 times. I can't fathom that. How can you even... By the way, don't take my word for it. Yeah. Go to good sources and... Yes. So, the human body is made up of cells, all different types of cells, for all different types of organs, skin cells, fat cells, red blood cells, nerve cells, and so forth. So what we want to do is not work so much we don't want to give you tools to take home to work on the outer, but we want to give you tools to work on the cells, right? Because the cells are the building block of life. In Psalms chapter 11, verse 3, the foundations be destroyed. Meaning the cells are really our foundation. You know, we think we're feeding our body, we're really feeding our cells. Because the cell will start to produce different organs, your skin, your eyes, in accordance to what you're putting into your body. So it'll be reading that meal that you've put in and say, okay, I'm going to distribute that, and it's going to help build, you know, the brain cell, and it's going to help build the blood cell. So it's the foundation. So you have many types of cells, muscle cell, nerve cell, skin cell. So they are the building blocks of life. So when something goes wrong with the body, it first went wrong on a cellular level. So if something's gone wrong, it's gone wrong on a cellular level. So each cell contains genetic information which tells it what part it plays in the building. So if you see the body there, so cells make up the tissue. Tissue is made up makes organs. Organs make up systems, and the systems equal the body. right? So sometimes when we get sick, we're going to look at that there, you know, the outside. And then if we go a bit deeper, we're going to look at what's wrong with the system. You know, what's... But then when you look a bit further, what's happening with the organs? And when you look further, it comes down to the cells, and we can see why. So cells are the basic structural components of every living organism. Just as a house is built of bricks, so the human body is made up of cells, 37 trillion odd cells. So the body, so that's the basic one. Cells equals tissue, tissue equals organs, and organs equal systems, and systems equals the body. So healthy cells equal a healthy body. We cannot stress this enough. This is what happened with myself, and we actually run a home sanitarium where we have people over, friends or family, and we work on the cellular level. And I'll go in briefly what that means. So, okay, first we're going to see what the five basic needs are for the cell. So the five basic needs of the cell are: one, oxygen, pure oxygen. Without that, it dies in minutes. Number two, water, pure water. Without water, it dies in several days. This is the cell dying. Nutrients. Without this, it dies in several weeks. Waste elimination, crucial. Our body needs to be able to eliminate waste. And then number five, freedom from poisons. Without that, the cells die prematurely. So this is what makes healthy cells. And during this health seminar, these health series, we're going to go on to open this up a bit more. How are we basically attacking the cell? So if you are living the fat cat lifestyle, I was stuck in my room all day 24/7. I'd only go out if I'd go for a smoke or something, or put my head out the window, and or if I go to work, I wasn't getting enough oxygen. Oxygen, actually, an oxygenated system kills off cancer cells. So when you're exercising, getting oxygen in, you're doing a cancer-fighting job right there. But not on its own. I mean, that on its by itself is powerful. But with each other point here, water is one of the best cleansers of the body. Actually, if you want to try this, for those of you who love caffeine in the morning to give you that boost to wake you up, just try boiled water, hot water. Not wait till it doesn't burn your tongue, obviously, but try that and see how, first thing in the morning, try boiling water and see the difference, because you actually have a higher higher staying put power. You know, with caffeine, you have the highs and lows. But with hot water, if you drink that, it keeps you going. It's a very interesting thing, because what it does, it excites the cells, excites circulation in the body, and the body's saying, wow, especially first thing in the morning, waking you up. Nutrients, very important. We're going to go into that. So sometimes people, when they think of health, that's why we're calling this a holistic health series. We just think of, what am I going to eat? But this is just part and parcel. I know people dread when they hear about, oh, it's a health series, because what do I have to get rid of? What do I have to stop eating and stuff? But it's not just the nutrients. And you know, we can get nutrients even from oxygen, from the air we breathe. You know, after a rainstorm, after thunder, this is probably the best time for us to go outside and breathe in the fresh air, because you're getting so many good vitamins. This is God's natural way to get the vitamins and minerals from the air. It electrifies the air. The plants are receiving good fresh air when there's been a thunderstorm. So after a thunderstorm, get out there. Obviously, when it's not raining or anything. But outside in the countryside, by the beach, you know, when you go to these areas, You know, you have a feel-good feeling, you know, when you go to the beach, to the mountains, to the forests, because the air has something called negative ions. Who here has heard of negative ions? Yeah, so these are very good. These are the nutrients for our body. They empowers and boost the immune system, and most importantly, feeds the cells. Waste elimination. And they all are working tangent. For example, if you don't have enough water, your digestive system's not so good. So we speak to people who, I say, how often do you have a bowel movement? They say probably 3 times a week. And that was normal for me, probably once a week for me before. Not knowing that we need to have a bowel movement every time you eat. That's the way the body normally works, because once you've ate, right, it's digesting. You don't go toilet straight away. You give it another 5, 6, 7 hours, and then when you've ate again, that stuff is ready to go. So when you eat the next time, it will push the old stuff out. Yes, in a crude kind of way. You're welcome. So, waste elimination. This is crucial. Without water, our digestive tract won't work that well. But we need good waste elimination to help the cells and freedom from poisons. Going for walks. We go for walks all the time. This kind of like gets most of them all in one, because you're perspiring. And if you could bring a bottle of water with you, going for a walk in the countryside, you're getting your exercise, you're breathing your fresh air, you're getting vitamin D, and the feel-good hormones are coming out to boost your immune system, especially if you're like EJ and you start jumping and smiling and laughing. So what should we do when disease comes upon us? In case of sickness, the cause should be ascertained. We've been talking about certain causes. Unhealthful conditions should be changed, wrong habits corrected. Then nature is to be assisted in her effort to expel impurities and to re-establish right conditions in the system. So basically, our bodies are waiting. There's this power within ourselves that we need to access. Nature is waiting for us to start working with it, right? There are things that we're doing that will probably be painful to our minds and probably to our palates. For example, if you do a fast, you'll be like, oh, this is so hard. But internally, your body is saying, thank you very much. I can rest. The digestive system is being given a rest, and the immune system is boosting, and everything is, you know, thumbs up. Because you started to rest. The digestive system is probably the system in the body that works the most in a westernized lifestyle, because we're eating morning, noon, and night. We're having snacks in between, eating late, especially eating late. That's probably the worst part of it, because sleeping time is when your body needs to rest, and immune system needs to boost. But if we've ate late and then we go to bed, our body is still working. Our body is still awake. It hasn't been given time to rest. So let's ascertain the cause. So ascertain the cause, change unhealthy conditions, correct wrong habits. This in turn assists nature and will expel waste. And what you do, the whole objective is to reestablish right conditions in the systems, in the system, which will lead to really good health. Again, this is tools to give you so that you won't just survive in this world, but you will thrive. I know people who've come to this quite late in their lives, but even at this late stage, while you have time to breathe, it will have a positive effect the day you start. And so the Bible warns us about the use of toxic substances. In Proverbs chapter 20, verse 1, it says, wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived by these is not wise. So the Bible knew this how many thousands of years ago, and it's found within the Bible quite very much. So I'm getting a bit tongue twisted there. Yes, we're gonna as we go through this health series, just these little nuggets from the Bible. That is said, what we've just been talking, seeing things scientifically and seeing how these things were already known years and years ago. So the Bible knew this quite a while back. Life, as you all know, is too short. And more, this becomes more and more relevant with disease around us, with people close to us. Let's give ourselves and our family every chance. So if we follow inspired wisdom and avoid living a toxic lifestyle, we can start that today by making very educated choices. You'll never regret it and you won't go back. Thank you very much. I was going to say that if we could write our questions on a piece of paper, then next week, then we can address it before we do the next session, and then.
Okay. Yeah. So if you've got questions, write them down. We'll get a little basket. I think while we were going for that, I was thinking that we probably want to have a Q&A.
Yeah. Yeah. On the topic. Yeah. Sure.
We can be flexible on some of it. Next week, September the 7th. Same time, 3 p.m. here, we're going to do Introduction to Nature's Secrets and Nutrition. Did you have a question?
I took it.